Okay, so hi guys, I'm RJ. For those of you who have not had to endure my chatty Cathy-ness and had the misfortune of that, a little bit about me. I help develop Solidity and work on the Ethereum Package Manager. And right now I'm going to go hand it over to Zach, my colleague.
Great. So RJ and I are on the platform team at Aris, and today we're going to talk to you about chain orchestration tooling, which is what I focus on, and smart contract package management, which is what RJ focuses on. On. Next slide, please. Okay, so what is Aris? Aris is tooling for developers. We offer a chain maker, and this is it's got an interactive wizard, and it helps you set up your chain, essentially, for different accounts, and the account types are an abstraction of our permissioning scheme. And the permissioning scheme comes out of ArisDB, which is our blockchain client that uses Tendermint proof of stake. Can everyone hear me? Cool. And then we have the package manager, and it's all wrapped up in a command line tool that's heavily Dockerized. Next slide, please. Two things that don't work. All right, so this is what it looks like. So at Aris, we're providing what you see in green. And so through Docker, we can control all these different requirements for a blockchain application. Files, for example, we have an IPFS integration. Keys, we outsource that. The transaction and consensus engine, that's Tendermint, and et cetera. Next slide. Okay, so here's a demo. The internet gods were not so nice. So basically, the way that you would run Aris and start an Aris chain, you run Aris chains make that will generate a key or several. There's a whole slew of flags to do that. And then you start the chain, pass it the directory where all these files were generated, and then you grab the address that you need or a key. And you can see there that you've got your keys service running, so the keys daemon is in its own Docker container, which makes it nice and modular. And then the chain, which I've named DevCon 2, is also running. And then the third command, basically, that you would run would be Aris packages do. You give it the chain name, you give it the address that would have contract deploy permission on that chain, and you're off to the races. So that command, Aris packages do, would be run from a directory that will have all your smart contracts, and then the EPM YAML file, which RJ will be talking about eventually. Next slide. No, forward. Let's go forward. One more. Yeah, great. Okay, so here's just to show you a little bit about how we think services and how a blockchain application platform should look like. So I stopped keys, which was started earlier by the chain maker. I've started IPFS, and I've started the compiler service. And when I run RSLS, you can see that keys is not running. It's got a dash. Compilers and IPFS, those are running. And the chain is also still running. So with IPFS running, we can do something simple like Aris files put some random file, and that will spit you out the hash, which you can then get with Aris files get and give it an output, rename your file, or share it with your colleagues. Next slide. Right, so on our roadmap, and this is where Docker really shines, is being able to modularize the client type and also the consensus type. So like I mentioned, ArisDB uses Tendermint under the hood as a proof of stake consensus algorithm. But there's been a lot of talk here and some interest by various developers of getting Geth over TMSP. So TMSP is the Tendermint socket protocol that can communicate with any arbitrary client. And so it would be interesting, and I would like to see as many different clients, blockchain clients. And I forgot to mention, ArisDB has a full re-implementation of the EVM. So all of your Solidity code that you've written and can deploy on the Ethereum testnet or mainnet will work on an ArisDB. Go back. What was my last point here? So I envision, and we're working towards this, to be able to choose any client type, be it Geth, CPP, Parity, and choose any consensus type and mix and match. And so you could start 5, 10 chains of any combination and do your benchmarks with that and to see what works best for your application. And I want to make one final point here. yes, we make permission chains. We're not necessarily in the private chain space, and there's a crucial distinction there that the media hasn't noticed. And so, yeah, we hope that you can try out our tool. And up next, we'll talk.
Hey guys, can I get the next slide, please? All right, so here I'm going to be presenting the Aeris Package Manager, and I would like to go ahead and frame it as the ease of NPM, the simple coordination of Chef, all running through Solidity. Now, this runs through the simple workflow right here. There is a disclaimer, though, in installer on the roadmap. They are not yet implemented, but it is simply just this. You just go ahead, initialize your project, install your dependencies, and deploy and run your code on your running chain. Next slide, please. Why do we need another package manager? Why do we need to go ahead and have this when we have so many others to go ahead and handle ourselves? Well, there are specific problems inherent in utilizing blockchains and smart contracts. There's the problem of single versus multiple parties. What do we mean by this? In the top right here, you have the old traditional model. This was one person executing code in a file system that one computer and only that computer controlled. As Nikolai Meshegian from DAPL explained in his talk yesterday, we are in a completely new paradigm whereby code is not meant to be run in an isolated setting, but rather collaboratively acted upon, as can be seen and displayed by the many smiling faces over here. This calls for a specific design to handle this new paradigm. Secondly, at Aeris, we don't believe in a one-chain-to-rule-them-all design and believe that the world will inherently cater to a multi-chain mindset. Even for those that do believe in a maximalist one-chain-to-rule-them-all world can agree that there is a high amount of utility in separated test networks for chains. This calls for package management that can coordinate and maintain smart contracts over multiple chains and distributed ledgers. Thirdly, verification, simple enough. We want to make sure that what we have exists on the chain and works as expected, and expected that we're interacting with enough said. Fourth, finally, we have to keep in mind contract reuse, as we now are acting in an environment where economics is actually a factor in your code and calls for utilizing the least amount of resources, aka gas, as necessary. Next slide, please. Moving to where EPM's chef-like qualities shine, it's a little thing right here. The EPM YAML file is on the right, and on my left is a Solidity smart contract that I thought would be good for this example. You can see right here that we have numerous different jobs running. We can go ahead and set an initial value that we want to go ahead and pass in. You go ahead and can create a deploy method, call the contract gsfactory.sol, and name an instance of it, and then go ahead and call that instance further on. Then you can go ahead and continue to call the contract function for create at that deploy GS contract. For those who have been in the Unix system, this should be very familiar. You have a little dollar sign to go ahead and call back what you already have set. You have the set storage, which will go ahead and call the set function and input the data from the set storage base made at the top, so passing in the number 5. And you have a query contract, which now, for now, forces the chain to not be altered. Next slide, please. All right, and further on our roadmap, we are going to be looking to go ahead and integrate IPFS and Swarm because they kick ass, that's enough said. We are also going ahead with a lifecycle management contract, and what is that? That is a contract that functions as a single point of communication to deploy, update, link all your contracts. The best way to go ahead and frame this, for those of you who are familiar with NPM, would be it's like the index.js file. It is the entry point for all of your projects. Thirdly, chained runs. We are going to be going ahead and with that YAML file, you could go ahead and set jobs that go ahead and define how you think your project should run, and then you could chain them all throughout the dependency tree to all move up through and interact. And fourthly, of course, dependency management. And with that, the next slide, I'm going to let Zach finish us off.
Great, so if you want to get started on any platform, it's a quick out of the box. So Brew and Choco work out of the box. We just Choco got approved last week. And apt-get, if you want to run it on Linux, just check out our documentation. And finally, join our Slack. It's open, and there's lots of users in there, and they can help you get started. Thank you.
Thanks, RJ and Zach.